Because it's not about that someone. It's about you believing in someone better than you. Because the stupid attitude of this brain is to tell me always that I'm the best, I know everything, I have the experience, blah, 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 all of that. And the second one was, be ready. This is not something that you turn it around. He could. Yeah, beloved could. We believe in that magic. Why? Because we have seen it. Have you? Oh, looking at me, this guy was changed in 3 days only. Don't you remember? Because he was ready. Aha, that is the trick. You should be ready. And this is like having pain permanently, little by little by little. Because this will not let you give up everything. But you could treat, give a little bit. Give a little bit there. And there. Then it is the habit. When it is the habit, this doesn't say anything. So you could add to it, and so on, and so on. Step by step, told you what to do. You have to remember it. And to remember it, you have to read it. I'm suggesting that you read this long book more than 100 times. You know why? You look at the reading of this book like reading a logical book. That's a trick. A logical book will prove step by step the things to you, and there is an ending point. Here, there is no ending point. Have you read the last story of this? Oh, it's a long story. The story of a king and 3 sons, which will fall in love with this statue. They go to China, blah, 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 blah. The first one will die. The second one will die worse. There is only one verse at the end. He will say, the third one, who was not very active, very trying to blah, 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 everything got him. One verse only. And that's what he's suggesting. So, think about it. Reading it, yes, it will talk to you, but what do you think it will do to me? Me, now, I'm sitting at home, for any reason I open this book. What would I do? I remember the main frame of the book. I know the stories. So where I open, wherever it is that I'm reading, I don't need to think that what is he talking about and where is this coming from and blah, 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 blah. I look at the highlighted stuff. Because each paragraph has really one point. And those points, because I know the story and I know what he's talking about, the story is a made up It's not true. It's not the reality. It's just made up stories. Why? Because he wants to say something. And that something is in the poetry. Normally, you could dismiss all those titlings, because this is one long verse, right? But I read it like that. I come to the point that this is like this, this is like this, this is like this. So I know what he's talking about. I know that today we are here. I open up, the first thing I'm looking at is, how is it? It's like this. It's not one line. These are the readable one, and these are the highlights. I look at the first highlight, and I will see that it says, oh, the people are helpless, and they are sick, because they are being beaten always. They thought that wishes will bring them happiness, and that they are pushing down all the wicked ones. What is he talking about? The story is returning to the story of the sick man. What was the story of the sick man? There was a sick man, that's it. And the doctor checked out and you're dying, doesn't matter what you do. Go and do whatever you wish. Right? Then what? I told you, the story about is not about this guy. This guy will do stupid things. And what do you have to say? I'm dying, so what? He's going around and he will see the neck of someone who is washing his hand. He says, ah, what a clean back neck. This is the story. Why Rumi is bringing that? Because the guy turns around and wants to give him back. But we look at him, he's dying. If I give him one, he will die. Oh. So let's go to the judge to see what the judge is saying. Then it happens. The judge and a Sufi will come, and he will argue with the judge. Judge will say, doesn't matter, he's dying. So what? He just kicked you once. While he is talking like that, and he will say, let's give him some money, something to cool him down. He will kick the judge, because he will say, oh, the judge has a better one. So, chata, and they're giving me. Then the judge is questioned, and so on and so on. So you see what he's talking about. You are the judge, aren't you? Right from the beginning we talked about it. So in this story, you are the judge. You accepted that they should forgive him. So how about you? If you are not, then what you do? This is the trick. And this is the story that we are reading. He says, let's go back to that story. Don't worry, I'm not going to read it today. It's a long, long paragraph. Because in it, he talks about the basis of the judgment. Because there are two kinds of judging. One is judging sentimentally, one is logically. Which one are you? Which side are you? Yeah, think about it. Think about it that somebody who is dying for his last wish, he wants to kick you. Then what? How do you feel? How do you judge it? Because the mind and treasury of God's doing is not other than non-existence in being brought into magnificence. Then what? Long paragraph. And at the end of it, he will talk about something you never like. Wherever have you given the name death to provision for the spirit? Observe the sorcery that has caused the provision to seem to you death. I don't know, when I read it, do you understand what I'm talking about? Talking about death. Says, what is that? Death is something that you always avoid, right? The attitude of beloved is always, I will die for my beloved. This is the attitude of a lover. Death? I don't care about it. I care about those. What are those? What do you call them? Look at them and you will see that they are qualities. There is no quantity here. You cannot say half right or half expectancy or half retribution or half true or half truth. You see? No quantities here. It's only a quality. This is how you should qualify to understand this. Right? 100%. Yeah. Because quantities are one of the most important stuff scientifically. One of the bizarre things is when you look at the remaining of Inca and Aztec people, they knew the numbers. They write it down. And they have the sentences, the form of drawing different pictures, but in squares, 1, 2, 3, 4, things like that. That's mathematics, right? Quantity. And with quantity, you have your first important rule, which is more is better. Here we are talking about the stuff that you cannot apply quantities. There is no meaning that I'm half in love. I'm 92% in love. Nonsense. Stupid. Because either you are in love or you're not. That is it.